This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. Home prices in Metro Denver are falling as higher mortgage rates are keeping demand cool. According to a report from the Denver Metro Association of Realtors, prices fell more than 3% from December to January, but values are still a lot higher than they were before the pandemic. Even with demand slowing, there aren't a ton of homes on the market, and that helps keep prices up, the report says. A new permit system will soon go into effect at one of Western Colorado's most beloved swaths of public land. Here's CPR's Dina Sieg.
Visitors to the most popular spots in the Maroon Bells Snowmass Wilderness will need overnight permits starting February 15th. Lesser visited spots will have walk-up registration with no fees required. The new rules do not apply to day hikers or visitors to the Maroon Bells scenic area with a view of those iconic peaks. It has a separate parking and shuttle reservation system. Visitation to the wilderness area near Aspen has quadrupled since 2006, leading to issues with trash and human waste. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
And congratulations are in order to Charlotte and Elliot, the proud parents of a newborn two-toed sloth at the Denver Zoo. The pup does not have a name yet, but zookeepers say the first thing it did after it was born was climb onto its mother's belly to eat. The baby sloth will hang there for weeks, literally 25 feet above the ground. Temperatures are in the 50s, close to 60s in Denver and the Front Range. Look for a low tonight at 27. This is CPR News. It's 306.